pop all this bag and then...
Yeah, that looks good. Spread her out now evenly.
My name is Nick Pop. I'm the shop teacher here at the school, and I'm also the garden sustainability specialist. My job has just been overseeing the garden and the construction of it. I'm also the head of the garden club. We've just been working throughout the winter just building the boxes, and now with spring here and with the groundwork being done, we've been mixing up soil. And what we're really looking for next is hopefully just community volunteers.
Hi, I'm Skipper Erickson, and when I saw a flyer in Miss Day's room about garden club every Thursday, I thought it'd be fun. So we started coming here every Thursday for a couple months, and yeah, it's been really fun.
Tell me what you guys would like to grow.
I think a big hit would definitely be carrots, just because they're pretty easy to take care of and you can do a lot with it. We're also thinking potatoes. We haven't completely decided yet. It kind of depends on how many volunteers we get before we can decide what crops we want to grow, because certain things, like if we're doing greens and like peas and other vegetables, there has to be a continual harvest throughout the summer, and we don't really want to grow those things unless we have the volunteers to help harvest them. So right now it's still in the works. We got to figure out what we're going to grow.
I'm Michaela Newman, and I don't know, I've been doing this since the first day it started. And I did it mostly because I saw the flyers around, and our science teacher, Miss Day, talked about it and wanted some of us to do it.
The grant that made this whole school garden possible, it's called an Adopt-a-School program. It's funded by the U.S. Forest Service. They gave the school a grant for about, I think it's around $68,000 to make this garden happen. So they're completely funding everything, just all the groundwork, the electrical, the plumbing, all the materials. It's a really nice grant. It's a really neat program that they gave us all this money to make a school garden. And hopefully, you know, one of the focuses is just, it's going to be all organic, and we want to see just organic vegetables in the school program, and hopefully maybe even in the community too.
Do any of you garden at home with your parents or just on your own? Say your name and tell me what you garden at home.
Stuart Medallin. We garden a lot of things: carrots, peas, potatoes. I'm trying to think what else.
So you're bringing some of the expertise to this project?
Yep.
My name's Chauncey Sandhoffer, and I wanted to, first we made these planters that we're planting in now, and I wanted to do some woodwork.
So tell me about these boxes. They look really sturdy. Looks like nice solid wood, yellow cedar maybe?
I believe so, yeah. We measured them, we cut them, and we screwed them together.
Describe what you put it in to start.
What we start out with is peat moss. It's just organic material. As it decomposes, it helps add nutrients to the soil, and it's also a real light material, so it just keeps the soil light, just provides a good structure for the roots. Then usually we mix in the perlite, just kind of adds aeration to the soil and also helps retain moisture. And then the third ingredient is we're using just organic compost. So we do an equal mixture, 1-to-1 ratio of peat moss, perlite, and organic compost. That's the mix. That's the ratio that we're using for our soil here. So probably, we decided you could buy just potting soil that's already pre-mixed, but we could save a little bit of money if we mix it ourselves, and I figure it's a fun activity for the kids. So we haven't decided yet on how much we want to plant, because in order to make this garden happen, we need community volunteers to volunteer to just take a week during the summer to just tend the garden. So if you're interested in helping out, that's kind of the next step in the garden, is just giving me a ring at the shop. My number is 772-3689. If you would like to help out, even if you don't have any experience, I'd be happy to show you what to do. And we're looking for just anyone in the community who'd like to help out with our school garden.
Good idea, Chauncey.
I'm going to find a worm in this.